Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A deep dive into the grave pool. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Fill your summer with action. Twist, turn, and burn action. And when it's hot, we've got the coolest action around, where you can swing, slide, and dive into crisp mountain water. This summer, catch the action at Action Park. There's nothing in the world like it.
That was a vintage commercial of Action Park. Did you have regional commercials where you're from that you, as a kid, just played all the time? They were kind of like low budget. Did you have a lot of that?
Oh, my God. Of course. Like, in Milwaukee in the 90s? Yeah. Like, it was amazing. Like, also, like, data technology. I mean, there were so many amazing ones.
Yeah, and then when you... If you heard it again, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
I had that. And if you were in the tri-state area, if you were in New York,
yes.
New Jersey, Connecticut, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Action Park was one of them. The marketing was so aggressive for Action Park. They were known for like a very aggressive, which I can respect, aggressive mm-hmm. marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've ever, I mean, you know, Ghost Town's marketing could be considered aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, only if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Only if you like it.
Yeah. But if you don't like it, then it's not at all.
It's not
at all.
Trying,
we're not even trying. Who, what?
Yeah.
What podcast?
Yeah.
It's not even, what is it even that?
Yeah.
And so I think it would be Action Park for me. And then there was a store called Crazy Eddie. Oh, you got to look up Crazy Eddie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is going to be a treasure. I already know. I already know I like this episode.
Crazy Eddie. And another one was when Cats at the Winter Garden Theater.
Yes! So there was a lot. I remember that. I didn't even live in that area.
So that's a very, it's a very, especially if you're in the tri-state area, but I think it's kind of like the commercials for Broadway were, you know, huge. Like just ran, like, Cats was probably one of the biggest ones, but Action Park was like relentless. And, you know, when you're glued to the TV and you're seeing all these people having so much fun, it looks like a complete free-for-all because it was a free-for-all. Action Park is a notorious and has been notorious for being an absolute dangerous free-for-all.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to get into a little of that.
Yes.
It's going to get wet and wild.
Oh, I can't wait.
I guess is what I want to say.
Your party straws and your churros.
Yeah.
And
there's probably no churros.
Your life insurance.
I before moving to California, I never even heard of churros.
No?
No. There was no... I think in New York, I may have mentioned this, there wasn't a lot of... I'm not saying that I wasn't keeping track, but I wasn't... Mm. It was mostly... I would say black and Puerto Rican, not as many Mexican people, you know, obviously moving to California, there was, you know, more, I just came across more Asian people and Mexican people, but
yeah,
the East Coast, so churros is something I would never.
We had churros at our zoo, at the Milwaukee Zoo, which also had, was set up so that the predator and the prey were in the same...
Oh, yeah, I think you've mentioned that.
Yeah, I think I did mention that. It was diabolical.
Yeah.
But I think Wisconsin took any vaguely unhealthy snack and just, like, amped it up a bunch. So we would do a deep fry. There'd be a churro. There'd be, like, three... Like a bomb pop, you know? Where you
I know
two.
Bomb pops.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right? Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mama.
But they would do that with churros, like, three stuck together, filled with different things. Like, it wouldn't even be recognized as a churro at that point.
Yeah.
So... Good on you,
but you put it in your mouth, right?
Oh,
who are you to say not to?
Everything.
Yeah,
everything.
I think if you could go back in time, you know, people ask you, like, what would you do if you go back in time? Rebecca, I think you would go back to Action Park. when I deliver the goods.
Yes.
When I deliver the goods. Also, what I did was, you know, we're getting a little more investigative. I was trying to find people that worked at Action Park, really at any time, but really specifically, and this is a lot of what I'm going to be targeting, is probably going to be like 1979, 1980 to like 1986. So you can just picture those short shorts, baby. Come on. Oh, yes. Mama. Feathered hair.
Oh, that
rock and roll music.
That shirt that changed colors.
Hypercolor?
Hypercolor.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get all of that. You're going to love. So I found a friend of mine from back in New York. He told me, because I reached out to people, he says his brother worked at Action Park back then. And I was like, can you ask him? He'll have a podcast. I would love for him to give me, you know, audio, if anything, or just a testimonial. Mm-hmm. Never heard back, and I think a bunch of reasons. Maybe he just didn't have anything to say. Maybe he didn't have the time, or for whatever. Maybe he didn't want to like slag like Action Park.
Yeah.
It's just for whatever reason, totally understandable. But I am going to include audio of another friend of mine who went to Action Park. I've been to Action Park.
Yeah, Action
so that's Park. That's coming up. That's coming up.
Take me, transport me.
Yeah, that's gonna be, because we've talked. I mean, I think we always get into amusement parks, but it always is in connection to Disney. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, this is not like that. They don't care about Disney. They're like, good luck living through this is kind of their thing. It's just like, good luck.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's going to be nice and juicy.
That sounds amazing.
You know, I mean, it's going to make you be like, I need bonus episodes. Where do I find them?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod?
Yeah, that's where you can find them.
That's where you can find them. You have bonus episodes stacked up waiting for you to listen to.
Yeah, they're just eager to go through your ear holes.
And there's some really good ones that, like, not as many people have listened to.
Yeah, and there's some mediocre ones.
Yeah. You decide which ones they are.
We're not going to tell you what's what.
Yeah.
You decide. Because you have the power.
Yeah, if you decide these are all pretty mediocre, then you're right. If you're like, these are all great, then you're right. Also right. So
we
definitely
work for you.
So check those out. Mm-hmm. And as usual, we'll have stuff on our Ghost Town Pod Instagram, Instagram.com/ghosttownpod.
Absolutely. What else?
What else is? What else is?
Patreon, yeah, Instagram.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We've been guesting on podcasts.
Yeah, we're taking suggestions from you to do mini episodes
on Fridays, listener episodes. Yeah. It's we're getting a lot of suggestions, which everyone's been really great about. And
absolutely,
if you have one, email us ghosttownpod@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at ghosttownpod. Can you slide into DMs if it's not
sexy? Like a hot.
Yeah, like, can you do that, or?
Yeah, you can slide in, but like, it's more like a skinned knee. Like, just kind of
like, hey. Yeah, yeah, hey.
Hi.
I don't know if anyone's noticed. I like to give credit where credit is due. I don't think Rebecca has cursed yet this episode.
Oh my God!
You haven't. I've been keeping track.
You sly dog.
Yeah, a little devil.
I'm trying. See, you think I'm not trying.
Yeah, no, but you are. We are still on Receive 2019. That's still your word.
We are. That's going to be on in the Instagram too.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that. Check that out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get comments or reviews. You know, if you want to give us a review on iTunes,
give us five stars.
Some people don't give 5 stars and they comment on Rebecca's potty.
Yeah.
Mouth.
But this episode, you can't do that.
This actually episode probably warrants it, though. This is probably the episode that probably warrents it, but you're not going to do it. You're kind of, this one is probably, this one is going to be like one that you're probably like, oh, it would make sense on this one.
I might. I mean, now I'm self-conscious of it, but
you know what? I was actually thinking about this. So I did a stand-up show at Flappers, and it was I think it might have been sold out. Nothing to do with me. And I noticed the crowd was like a little bit old, like a little bit older, maybe like between like 30 and like maybe 65.
Huh.
So I kind of switched gears on what I was going to do, but I was like, I needed some new tape or whatever to send out. And I was like, I'm not going to curse. And I really don't curse that much on stage. I will sometimes if it feel it's necessary, but I purposely wanted like a relatively clean clean set. So yeah. I think I got a little in my, it was great. It went really, really great because I think there's so many people.
Awesome.
But internally I was like,
how do you, who do you get to shoot your,
well, they record it there. They do, yeah, they do. It's part of like us. They have a service. And with that attitude, Rebecca, you're not going to. You know what I mean? With that kind of, you know what they do though is they'll show like really funny comedians they had, like Jerry Seinfeld, and they'll show video like of all the these hilarious bits all these really great comedians do, and then I go up, and people probably like this. Well, why are you showing Jerry Seinfeld being very funny, and then you're showing me
on the tape?
Well, they kind of show to kind of promote the club.
Oh, so it's like a little intro.
It's a little intro video.
It's like, how about this dude?
And then they'll show all
legend. Jason.
Yes. Who he tipped a dollar on Uber to get there. You know what I mean? It's always like, I was like, why do you, I understand, do that at the end.
Yeah.
Don't do that before.
Yeah.
But we're all working on things.
We're all receiving.
Well, we're not all writing it on a whiteboard, but we're not all receiving
that's
it yet.
Part of the reception process.
So do you want to hear about Action Park?
Yes, I do.
So Action Park is, it's notorious. The Johnny Knoxville movie Action Point, based on Action Park.
Just change a word.
So that, but that's how, and Johnny Knoxville is not from New Jersey, you know what I mean? So, but it, Action Park is so notorious that it is, it, a lot of it, there's a bit of conspiracy. We're going to get in a little bit of conspiracy.
Okay. Oh, this is everything.
We're going to get a little bit
something
of danger.
For everybody at Action Park.
There's going to be, and please, you know, as a warning, we're going to discuss underage drinking.
My favorite.
Which I knew. That's why you're, if
my
you go
favorite.
Back, and do you want to meet the founding fathers, the Beatles, Betsy Ross? No, you want to go to Action Park for the day.
Yeah,
if you had a time machine.
I want to do that.
That's like, what you want to
stop
do.
Hitler or drink in the parking lot of
Let
Action
him do his
Park?
Thing. Let him do his thing. Let him do his thing because Action Park is just.
We're just losing. I'm not even swearing and we're losing.
Yeah. Go back to Switch. To get him back. Oh, now we're back. So Action Park is one of those places that I, you know, knew about growing up. And I actually asked my mother and I was like, hey, I was like, did we go to, we went to Action Park. She's like, yeah, I was in Vernon, right? You know what I mean? I very like, knew, and I was like, so it was in Vernon and I just don't remember. Cause I was, when I went, I was probably like a total scaredy cat, just like now. So there was things that I probably wouldn't do, but, you know, a lot of people I knew we all went there and, because it was one of the, we'll talk about one of the first really big water parks. And when you're in, you know, if you're in California, maybe a water park is like great, but you're in like New Jersey, it's like there's not a ton of that going around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it gets hot.
Where are you going to go lose your teeth?
Yeah.
Where are you
going to go? Or find some. Pee. You might find a couple. Who knows?
We had a water park that was very gross in Wisconsin Dells called Noah's Ark.
Was it religious themed or?
Now that I think about it,
yeah, how could it not be?
It was very biblical in nature, but also...
They never let two men walk on that into the park at once, or two women, right?
Had to be... Same species, same different genders.
Yeah.
So
that adds up. Yeah, that
adds up. God's watching you on that slip and slide.
Yeah.
It was very gross.
Yeah. But. So this is going to be no different
than
that. And the local commercials are the, you know, if you... go back, and a lot of people have done, you know, like videos, and there's a lot of articles, like in those offshoots of like Jezebel and stuff like that, because there's a little bit of conspiracy in there, and whether something is true, or there's a lot of lore that goes along with. But let me get into, can I get into
no.
a little Election
let's
Park?
Let's talk, let's vamp more.
You want to go off the Hitler stuff? You want to get back on the Hitler stuff? Or what are we,
do it.
Where are we on the Hitler
let's
stuff?
Do it. I need... some water park.
So I'm going to be covering the parts that are the most sexy. You know what I mean?
The cool parts.
Like 1970 and 1980 to like the mid late 80s.
Done.
Because technically Action Park still exists today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same thing. Because the 80s, you know, it's like 80. Think of an 80s movie, right? And the greasiest, crappiest part of it, make it a water park. And that's Action Park.
Yes. I mean, there's some horrible parts of these movies. So I'm going... it's a tailspin in my head.
Yeah, no, this is...
It's like a lot of like, whoa.
Yeah, this it's a lot of, what should I say? a lot of like testosterone and puberty and like just bad adults. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a little tiny bit of history just to context. Just to put you, don't want to put you there. Action Park was an amusement park. It technically still is, but I'm speaking in the past version of it. Mm-hmm. And really mainly known as a water park located in Vernon, New Jersey, that opened on May 26, 1978. Great year. Mm. Tons of crime in New York City. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's so...
Every city was like real luck.
A lot of economic depression. Mm-hmm. Perfect. It closed in 1996 for the first time as Action Park. It reopened in 2014 under the Action Park name, but was renamed Mountain Creek Water Park in 2016, which is the name it went by.
They're like, we love this name. This is a fine tradition. They're like, nah, that's not.
Yeah, from 96 to 2013. Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up later is for adults that knew the Action Park name, great. But for kids, they were like, what is Action? Like, I want to go to a water park. Mm-hmm. They needed it spelled out. Like, technically, Mountain Creek Water Park was more appealing to kids. Mm. Even though Action Park sounds so much cooler. But that's why they were just like, kids were like, I don't know what they needed really like spelled out. Okay. You know? Like, it was called like Splish and Splash.
What element will be here?
Yeah.
Will it be fire?
Yeah.
Will it be smoke?
Yeah, well, that actually might be. So in the 1980s, Action Park boasted 1 million visitors a year. It had a reputation for poorly designed and dangerous rides with underage staff.
Yes.
That's what you let CIC. Oh, God, I'm taking you there, girl.
Recipe. I want to work there. Can I fill out my application and put it in a time machine and send it back?
And then just be somebody that was employed there?
Yeah, retroactively.
I mean, you might have a criminal record in the future, but so what? Worth it.
So what?
Lacks age regulations when it came to alcohol.
Oh, yes.
Right?
That's my wheelhouse.
Oh, you love that.
Yeah.
Which made the park run rampant with intoxicated guests and staff. So everyone's drunk.
Amazing.
Everyone's drunk. And I imagine you being like 9 and be like, can I have a beer? And he's like, only if it's light beer, son. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that was the rules, probably.
It's like, I'm a responsible person. You'll drink pucker on my watch.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll pass
out next to the pool, not in the pool.
No.
Don't do it.
And if you do on the pool, well, listen, your mother left me for a reason, you know? Everyone there's got to be divorced.
Yeah.
There's no one's not divorced. You have to be divorced.
You cannot be in a relationship. Why were you in one?
Yeah.
But we don't want to hear about it.
If you wonder, why did I get divorced? And you're at Action Park, you've answered your own question. I'm speculating here. Safety regulations, abysmal. Okay, yeah. Abysmal record. At least 6 people are known to have died as a result of the danger of Action Park. I'm not happy that people obviously died. That's terrible. But it's like...
It's so... fun.
It's like,
it so adds to this mythology of this already like because train
there
wreck.
Is a lot of with the mythology, it's hundreds of people have died. Like, everyone's died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one lived.
Exactly.
It's like when people like park. I survived, like there was a roller coaster called the Super Duper Looper. I remember that was maybe it was Hershey Park. It was like one of those parks. It's like I survived that. It's like Action Park is like, you really did survive.
Yeah, you made it out, and you're not damned to our park.
Yeah,
in an 80s underage burial ground.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. You want to know some of the nicknames?
Yeah,
Traction Park.
I do.
Traction Park, classic name.
Yeah, because you get some good traction.
No, you end up in traction. When they take you away in a gurney, your neck is in traction, you don't gain good traction. Your neck is in a necklace.
You fulfill your goals?
No. Your spine is in a traction. No. Accident Park and Class Action Park.
That's a fun one for all you legal nerds out there.
For the, you know what I mean? For the litigation crowd out there.
Yeah, the lit heads.
So there is a site and a pretty cool YouTube channel called Defunctland that has some great stuff. Definitely check it out. I was watching it and I was just like, it's just in heaven. But you know what? Let's take a tiny little break and then we'll come back and get wet. So we are back in business. We're back in. Do you got your swimsuit on?
I've got my swimsuit. I've got four juice boxes. I've got three wine coolers. I've got some Rolos. I've got three Little Debbie snack cakes. I have some corn nuts, two different flavors. So I've got Cool Ranch. I've got barbecue. And I've got Slim Jim.
Well, why is so much food?
Because we going deep.
Okay. Well, okay. So I want to talk about there's different aspects of the park. One of the aspects is Motor World, and I was looking at Defunct Land, and they've compiled some really great video. It was one of the more notorious rides. There were these like metal battle tanks, mm-hmm. and you shot tennis balls.
Cool.
What can go wrong?
Amazing.
Right? And you shoot them at a target, and then the target would temporarily shut off your cannons for like 15 seconds, or maybe it stopped the tank. It was like mm-hmm. a penalty if you got hit. And what would happen is also you can also pay to be on the sidelines and shoot tennis balls from a tennis ball gun.
Yes.
So
who has an eye at the end of this?
So the tanks would obviously break. Everything was garbage. So the tanks would break down.
I want to go to this place so badly.
The
I want to bring all my enemies here.
The maintenance people would come out and fix the tanks, and the people on the side would just shoot them with tennis balls. And it was like you're getting – it's like if you ever like got served, like if you played like – I don't play tennis, but there's a ball that will serve. When you get hit with that, it doesn't feel great. That's what you're shooting at human beings.
And it's more than a tennis – like it's more than a racket.
Yeah, no,
it's,
you're
it's
like
– from a gun.
Because you need
it's worse than a paintball, I think. I'm from a tennis playing family.
Have you gotten hit with a paintball?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Feels so good.
Oh.
So good. Because you need enough pressure to hit a bullseye in a metal tank.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these people were trying to fix the tanks and just getting pelted.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of like, you know, the what is it? The greatest game, the greatest hunt is man. Like they're kind of like this.
Oh my God.
So you're just like hunting human beings at
and
that point.
I think there's something psychologically about shooting tennis balls where you're like, it's no big deal. It's just tennis balls, and you're like, poof, poof, poof,
oh, you're just hitting people,
and they're like losing their lives. They're like a mash of human beings
slipping
in the
middle on probably cage. Slipping. Uh-huh.
Just try to fix the machine inside while the machines outside okay. go to town.
Oh, I love it. It's just total chaos. There is also there were bumper boats,
mm-hmm.
right, which look really cool. There actually are, but then there was like regular boats, but mm-hmm. the people because. There's also bumper boats. They're like, oh, we can just crash these regular boats into each other, right?
Yes.
So these just regular boat, like kind of boat riding, and mm-hmm. people would crash the boats into each other, and just they would just capsize. So people were just like, it was
probably the dirtiest water.
The ever. Water is actually becomes like a really huge issue for reasons that I didn't understand. Yeah. There's a lot
what
of things where I was like,
an issue.
Oh, this is so bad. And then there were go-karts.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got to assume things are going wrong. The go-karts, the fumes were so bad from the go-karts. It was so toxic that people were getting sick on it.
Were the go-karts just like on fire?
Maybe. But you got to imagine.
Fumes, and you must have seen, if the fumes were that bad, you must have seen just like a giant gas leak.
But you know, when you're waiting on some of those lines, mm-hmm. you don't care. I'm actually going to interject a tiny story. My good friend Jay that I've known since I was a kid. So I was talking to him about Action Park, and he remembers going, and he was on a line from maybe there was what are they like tubes like tube,
mm-hmm.
you know, water tubes or whatever, and the line was really long. And what happened is, I guess a couple of, obviously because it's Action Park, a couple of tubes just had nobody in it. They just kind of fell, and so people that are online were like, screw it, I'm jumping this thing and getting in the tubes, mm-hmm. right? That's how what kind of chaos was there. But then they got in the tubes, and it was at the end of the whole thing. So they only ended up going a few feet, and then they were ended up losing their place in line. But that's the kind of, like, chaos that would happen. It was just like, total, like,
what?
Who's going to tell me no?
There's no order.
No, yeah, there's no...
Nothing's fair.
You know how there's, like, so many rules? Like, the rules is just bring money.
The rules is, no, every man for himself.
Yeah.
No one's looking out for you.
Yeah. Just good luck.
Suntan lotion?
Yeah. Mm. Then there was a back to the go-karts. It wasn't mm-hmm. it wasn't just the fumes. The go-karts went at like a pretty like normal short speed, like I don't know how many miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, whatever it is. But they found that if you took one of the tennis balls and stuck it in the governor, which governed like how fast the thing would went, mm-hmm. and you jam it in there, it would go like five times as fast. Mm-hmm. So people were sticking these tennis balls in there and just flying and just crashing into each other. And people are just flipping over. It's just, I mean, it's like what you, it's like Mad Max, but more dangerous.
So amazing.
More dangerous than Mad Max, because Mad Max, they had like cages around their thing. You had a chance
simple,
there.
Simple hack. You're just like, well, now I'm in.
Yeah. It's just like.
Cars flipping, people getting sick, getting pulverized with tennis balls, filthy water, no rules.
Yep.
Sounds like my apartment on a Tuesday.
All you have to do, just fill this place up with water. And you have Action Park. And I guess bring some Slim Jims, I guess. That's like an important thing. So there were cliff jumps, which are very terrifying. Mm-hmm. To give you an idea, I did a cliff dive. I did this thing called Tough Mudder. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably one of the more manly.
I did it for a while ago.
Okay, so in one of the things in Tough Mudder is you jump off a cliff, and I was terrified. Like there was like a marine going jump. I was like,
was
I didn't
that
know
that you get electrocuted.
Yeah,
and, oh, I didn't do that.
I did that. Yeah, I got electrocuted. Whoa. Why? But when I jumped in, I kind of just jumped in like jackknifes, you know, just jumped in, whatever. But the pressure from going up my nose, my nose, just blood was pouring out of my nose and mouth. So I get out of the water and I'm like, it's just like this. Like
Andrew WK.
It was exactly like this. Somebody's like, hey, man, you're whatever. And I was just like, oh, I got to keep, I was like, I just wiping, kept going. But so these cliffs were like probably like kind of somewhat like that, but it's everyone's jumping in. So they had one that
how tall are they?
There's 18 feet and 23 feet. Okay. 18 feet if you're a newborn. You had to go in the 18 feet.
Just like a feet, like you have to be this fetal to ride this.
Yeah, to be on the 18. Come on, listen, be responsible. You can't go on the 23 feet one.
It's only like five more feet.
I know. It's like one big step.
It's like another me.
Yeah, it's like not... Okay. So the area that people were jumping in, there was a part where you can just like... You want to just splash around? They shared the area. Mm-hmm. So there's people that had no idea that people were jumping. So people were jumping not knowing people were just going to be swimming. Because, you know, you jump in and you're like, okay, we swim. But people were swimming in from the other side. You know, you're just wading over.
Yeah.
So people are cliff diving on people's heads. Because, and people had no idea. So it's just absolute chaos.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing.
It's just, it's absolute. No, so the water is... A lot of, you know, like how did people die the most there, or the most bad thing? It was really the water. We'll get into that in a second. So just keep that in mind if you're wondering, because we keep bringing up the water
death trap.
You know what I mean?
Paid
it's
to
like
go into this summer fun death trap.
It's not safe to go in the water. Like is pretty much is the bottom line.
Oh my God!
So to give you a little like socioeconomical context. Six Flags Great Adventure, which I went to like once, remember when I was young, was in Jackson, New Jersey, which was further away and more expensive because there were regulations. The rides worked.
It's safe to come in and make sure that they were safe.
But I feel like anything in the 80s, like it was more metal and steel, but there's like less regulation. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't realize, maybe like, you know, the science wasn't there, or there's just the threat of, you know, legal action and, and stuff. So in general, I feel like, I mean, if you think about any fair or whatever, and you look at some of those rides, you're like, who is like, these all look so dangerous, but they look so cool.
So
Six Flags was in Jackson, which was further away. Mm-hmm. So what was closer and more affordable was Action Park. Mm-hmm. And,
so how affordable, like what, how much to get in?
I don't, I'd have to look into how much, I think maybe a six pack.
That's cool.
Carton of cigarettes.
Do you have any menthols on you? Do you have some hash?
Well, each ride it was five cigarettes. It was like prison rules when it came to like barter. It was like a barter system of prison rules.
Oh, cool. That's fun. That's very,
A switchblade you can go on all day.
Exactly. A bloody sweatshirt and a sandwich, but like a Wonder Bread.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's in a bag.
So a lot of the guests were, you know, usually you're a little more middle class, right? Or from a lower income. And what happens when you're either from that area, you don't have access to pools. Mm-hmm. You don't learn how to swim. Mm-mm. You have people that just don't know how to swim and going to a water park.
Get on in there.
Get on in there because not everything, the water park was like the big draw and that's what they really pushed. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much have the majority of people that have no idea how to swim and it's complete chaos. Ugh. Going in there. You know what? I'm going to insert my friend Andy. He's in a band called All Out War. He plays guitar for a band called All Out War. Check him out. I used to tour with him as their merch guy, and their music is definitely goes along with some of our more haunted stuff. So Andy went there as a kid, and he remembers a lot. And he started telling me about it. Like we were talking on Facebook Messenger. I was like, hold on,
yeah,
pump the brakes. Can you expand on this? So he sent me he sent me the audio. So you're gonna hear a direct testimonial on.
Did they sell merch at Action Park?
Oh yeah, I think I remember having like a banner.
To get you an Action Park t-shirt for your birthday.
Yeah, it's amazing. But here's Andy talking about the fun and danger of Action Park.
I remember going to Action Park quite a bit. Probably around 13 was the first time I ever went. I remember going to the Motor World side first that had the tanks that shot the tennis balls and the speed boats and the go-karts and stuff like that. And I remember it being really muddy and really crowded, not liking it, and almost being ready to leave until we realized that there was that whole water side. And that was really where it was at as far as we were concerned with Action Park. We had gone to like Great Adventure and those kind of parks, and those were great, but there was a, you know, those rides were all on tracks and there were seat belts and it was everything was very controlled, and there was operators making sure everything was okay and all that stuff. And Action Park was a lot looser than that. I remember seeing people get out of the water with bruises and welts and, you know, cuts and scrapes on them. I remember the water being extremely cold. It was a mountain spring, so the water was really, really cold, and it was really deep. I think they said it was 20 feet deep on the rides like the Cannonball and the Tarzan Swing. I remember you'd see people come off those rides doing belly flops or either, you know, hitting the wall, swinging back, and very little instruction to be doing this kind of stuff. And I think I was at an age for most of that where, you know, you feel like you're invincible, you're a teenager, that that nothing really bad could happen to you. But I remember seeing people being hurt, and sometimes, you know, kind of thinking we were in over our heads. Probably the scariest thing that we ever saw there was that upside down cannonball. I remember being there a few days before it opened and wishing that we'd be able to go on it, but at the same time, even that young, realizing that it seemed improbable that I could not get hurt on that. How could I possibly go in that tube upside down in water and not get hurt? And people did get hurt, or at least one person. I'm pretty sure somebody died on that, and that was ultimately what shut down that park.
Pretty cool, right? I mean, it's just like hearing him tell these stories is, right? It's like, it's everything that we've said is what he said.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's not doing he lived it.
He survived it.
Because when I went, I was young and I was scared and like kind of like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My parents, I guess, kind of cared what was going on. Like, it was that kind of like, that new, like, it's the 80s New Jersey caring, which is like, it's enough.
Like
enough not to get taken away by Child Protective Services, but not much more than that.
Like, stay at home for 17 hours.
Yeah.
Just figure it out. Yeah. Cook yourself a roast.
I don't understand. Three's Company is your babysitter. John Ritter is babysitting you tonight. The Jeffersons
watch
are babysitting
him.
You
Sit
tomorrow
down
night.
And watch and don't touch any live wires.
Yeah.
Please.
Or just some.
Please.
Yeah.
Don't put your fingers in outlets.
So I want to get into some of the most more deadly danger. I've only been really talking about stuff that's like,
it's like JV style.
It's
treachery.
Like, ow, it hurts. Like, yeah, maybe you got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
you get sick.
Maybe
you get a bunch of tennis ball bruises on your head and eyeballs.
Yeah, maybe. But the tidal wave pool, which is super fun. But if you're not used to waves. I mean, you go into the ocean, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
The tidal wave pool is actually where most of the fatalities occur.
A wave pool, I feared for my life when I'm in a wave pool. And that's a safe wave pool. Yeah. That's one that's clean.
Yeah.
That's when there's real lifeguards there.
There's no GMOs in the water.
Not that I know of, no. Yeah. But like, also they turn on really fast.
Yeah.
I'm scared in a regular one. So let's hear about this.
I mean, this is not regular. Yeah, no, this is absolute chaos. Mm-hmm. It's like a 9-year-old designed this park.
Yes.
And then like a teenager designed
the
rules.
9-year-old and king him.
Yeah. And like a 14-year-old decided like what should be the drinking age. I mean, the drinking ages were what they were, but it was like very
like it's like the baby who smokes cigarettes like designed this water park.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out.
Just like chilling.
Yeah.
Having a good time. So it was one of the first to open in the United States. So very exciting. And it's like when it's hot, you know, like you're like, I want to go to a pool. Well, why don't we go to one that's in an amusement park that's like totally bonkers.
Rides. Yeah.
And like I said, you got to watch some of these commercials because the marketing, it just looks like it looks. I even look back at it now. Like this still looks like fun. Even like looking back on through a modern lens, you're like, this looks like so much fun, especially when it's like super hot out. Like, yeah, I want to have some fun.
Yeah. But fatal fun.
It became one of the more dangerous rides at the park. It was nicknamed the Grave Pool. The Wave Pool? No.
Grave Pool. We're going to spin this on its head. What kind of journalist was like, hey, I got it, boss.
Yeah.
Wave Pool to Grave Pool. Yeah. I'm going to blow the top right off of this thing.
Well.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah. They're like, and he's like, why are we going to name it that? People died. He's like, good. Run with it. Print. The water was not, it was not salt water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're with waves, the salt water has a
buoyancy
to it. Yes. So there's a buoyancy to it. And it left strong swimmers and non-swimmers alike, like over their heads in wave. It's just, their bodies, whatever, didn't
move. What kind of water? It was just fresh water?
It was fresh water.
Like shit, fresh water?
Yeah. It was like just fresh
blood
toilet water.
And guts.
the freshest toilet water. Because they would reach over 40 inches in height at like a high blast. So you're getting like that wave that's like an unnatural kind of, they're just like, crank it up.
Yeah.
There must have been like, the speed must have been like off and like die. Yeah. Like there's probably no like middle. Or they found a way to like really crank it up.
Torrential tsunami or
it's not
bath.
A, yeah.
Warm bath.
So there would be 12 lifeguards on duty. The 12 lifeguards on duty would rescue, on average, 30 people a day on high trigger.
That ratio is, I want to swear right now. I want to swear, but I won't. That ratio is bad.
Yeah, it's like non-good.
Yeah.
It is non-good. So that's where a lot of people, I'm going to take a deeper dive into the deaths. Don't worry. I'm going to break it down for you. But keep the, because that would be the, I think like, the go-karts, you know what I mean? Like, cause that's like, you feel like that's like steel on steel, but it's really the water. You know what I mean? It is not safe in the water. Now, the most notorious ride there that is infamous and there's a lot of conspiracy around it. The Cannonball Loop.
That sounds already like
the Cannonball Loop. Yeah,
and then I'm gonna lose a limb, and then I'm gonna die.
The Cannonball Loop was an enclosed water slide with a complete vertical loop, so it just looks like a tube that goes like in a pretzel once, just once. And by looking at it, you're like, oh, what could go wrong? But it's the most scientifically dangerous looking thing. I guess like maybe like they had somebody who constructed, like, come over from like a week visa from like Amsterdam to like, I forget what it was, but they had somebody, he's like, I designed things. And he came over for like a week and he's like, here it is. And they were like,
we trust you.
Yeah, we trust you.
We're good.
And he's like, I'm leaving. Doesn't matter. Pay me. I'm out of here. So there's a lot of urban legend that when the park owners sent a dummy down, like a test ride, you know, like, came out decapitated.
They're like, let's test it once.
Yeah.
Whatever. Here's a dummy. Let's just do it. And it's like, what do we do?
Yeah. Did that stop anyone?
Also, how did it get decapitated? Were there blades in the slide?
It just did. Like, the science, like, was, because there's no, It's not like there's no like either kind of like human trial. It's just it was just invented, and it this. And then the patrons became essentially the testing. I think that's a lot of how they did things. They made things, and they kind of would just kind of like look and see like, is that person
anyone here beat up? Life? How divorced are you?
Yeah, and I think they kind of would judge like, oh, how many people like need to go to the hospital after this ride? Not many. Okay, so good ride. That's really what it was. there was no motivation not to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'll get into a little of the legalities.
Time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It's a good time for us reading it.
Golden
now.
Age
yeah.
of death.
So that's an urban legend that came back with no head. Doesn't sound too far fetched.
I'll believe it.
The owner, Gene Mulvihill. He offered his employees $100 to test out new rides.
That's like Fear Factor.
It is. And that's like a decent amount. I make $100 to like.
Test to die?
Yeah it's like. Cool. Yeah. So that include the cannonball loop. So employees ended up with bloody noses and bruises. And so dirt and debris would build up. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess, like towards the end or in there. And it would act like a sandpaper. So you'd come out. Just your skin ripped up because the dirt, the dry, sharp dirt and debris that built up because it's all so dirty would just tear your skin up.
Oh, it's like, I can't, it's like just run through shards of glass.
Yeah.
It'll be cheaper.
Like we were talking about Tough Mudder.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty safe. That's safe.
That's the safest thing I've ever heard of according to this.
Yeah. So it was open technically for just... Technically for 1 month in the summer of 1985 before mounting injuries saw it shut down by the New Jersey Carnival Amusement Ride Safety Advisory Board. Aww. It's a big name.
Someone
now,
reads this. Like, don't spoil the fun. Don't
I looked the party. At a lot of what people, a lot of people make a lot of claims. Like, I wrote it. It's really kind of like, I saw a dragon. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah, I was one of the people that saw a dragon. Like, deal with it. But a lot of people, it was there, but it was just always closed.
Yeah.
So it was, but a lot of people, if you go on certain message boards, they were like, yeah, I wrote it. And there is one video. This is like part of the conspiracy. There's a video. And some people are claiming that it's like not true, but it's supposed to. And it looks like a video of somebody getting in it, a couple of people getting in it. And, you know, it's like home video, like coming out the other end, like just fine.
Okay.
But some people are saying that I don't know. It's just a little conspiracy around
it. I like how it's like a video where it's like, it's a conspiracy that they're safe.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's the fact that actually, like, it was open long enough, because it was only technically, I think, open for like a month. And, you know, people, listen, at any point, if you're out there and you went to Action Park, speak to us.
God,
speak
please.
To us. Speak to us.
For
we'll
the
do a
love
follow
of
up.
God, my happiness depends on it.
Yes. We want to hear every single story, dispute what I'm saying. I only went as a kid.
In that month.
Yeah. I know. I was there. I was born in it. I wish I was that young to be born in it. It was a 2,700-foot long concrete and fiberglass track down a mountain. Oh no, this is the Alpine. There's an Alpine, the Alpine slide.
Okay.
Because I've studied the pictures of all these things. The Alpine slide looks really fun, but it just looks like you're falling down a mountain.
Yeah.
It's a 2,700-foot long concrete. First word's concrete. Mm-hmm. Second word's fiberglass. I don't know. Who's in? Track down a mountainside so steep you
the
need
the blood to... softens. The
yeah. Oh, yeah. It lubricates. It's an excellent lubricant. Your tears and body fluids just lubricate the whole thing. It's so steep you needed a ski lift to get to the top because the place was originally like there was part of it was like a ski like lodge.
A chalet type of,
it was that. But people really didn't know it. It really became known for this. You would get on this like tiny little cart with tiny wheels and a little joystick in between your legs to like steer.
Yes. It probably just steered you. It's like a thing.
Barely.
Like, this way, that way.
It's like you'll just go the way gravity's taking you. Exactly. You have very little control.
This tiny 4-inch metal.
I don't think you
rudder.
Wore any head, like a headset or like a helmet or anything like that. They're like, no, that's.
We can't.
Only but babies 1 year and younger have to wear a head. And that's
they're
even
on
less.
These smaller, tiny wagons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So between 1984 and 1985, there were 26 head injuries and 14 broken bones just on the slide, just in the year.
Ugh.
This is not the, like the, this is not the whole like park. This is just in that year.
I love
and
it.
And it's probably during like a, it's, you know, listen, when it's New Jersey, it's ice freaking cold. You know what I mean? New York, it's ice freaking. You can imagine. So we're really talking about 26 head injuries and 14 broken bones, probably over the course of like 2 months.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Oh my God.
Okay. You want to get into the deaths?
Yes.
Okay. Whew. I'm going to give you the deaths.
No, stop. Let's stop the podcast.
Yeah, you want to see what you talk about? Nice thing. Yeah.
Some tea.
Yeah. I'm beat. Did I have anything nice to say? July 8th, 1980, a 19-year-old park employee was riding the Alpine slide, which we just talked about. His car jumped the track and his head struck a rock, killing him.
I don't mean to laugh, but like, what? Is this hell?
Well, because here's the thing. It's 1980, so it's the park has only been open for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really almost become like a... And I'm wondering if he's one of those kids that was like, yeah, here's $100 to, like, test this out.
I hope not.
Yeah. July 24th, 1982. A 15-year-old boy drowned in the tidal wave pool. Ugh. That's... Yeah. Nobody knows how to... Even if,
and
even
that's a 15 year, that's like a 15-year-old boy. That's a strong.
It's a strong, person. Yeah.
Like they're,
but there's non. If you don't know how to swim, so you might as well just drop off in the middle of the ocean and be like, "Good luck, swim back to shore." Exactly. You know, at that point, and even if you're a strong swimmer, you're
there to have fun. At least I, and I feel like I don't want anyone to die, obviously, but I kind of do, obviously, this podcast. But I feel like I want the people to die who are there to like have joy and fun, and they like are in a moment of joy and then they die, versus someone who gets paid $100 so they like need the money and they die.
It really
not to cast any kind of tier system on these deaths,
but a lot of this really for me speaks on the socioeconomic, like who it really, I mean, targeted all kinds of people. But if you had the money, you're probably going to Disney World or something in Florida or something like that, to be totally honest with you, or Six Flags or something like that. But if you're like a kid who's just like, I love heavy metal and I want to just, I love complete chaos and I love cigarettes, like,
damn, like sign
me
up.
But it appealed to me.
Yeah.
And they play those commercials. So I'll get into
it. So put those commercials on the Instagram.
It's what really kind of, it's this, you're going to see like a cycle of like, I want to say brainwashing. It's not brainwashing, but it's the aggressive marketing that really puts you there.
I'm also trying to think in my head how much it really did cost. Like for me in my head, it's like, yeah, $15.
Not even.
Whoa.
You know, I bet you if you brought like, an empty can of Tab, it was like $5 off.
Recyclables, also you get like some kind of discount.
Yeah, I mean something
they used to
like
do that. Six Flags.
Well, yeah, that's why I was like, probably maybe something like that. Something like that. August 1st, 1982, a 27-year-old man from Long Island got out of his tipped kayak on the Kayak Experience to get it back on track. While doing so, he stepped on a grate that was either in contact with or came too close with a section of live wiring, right, for the underwater fans that somehow became exposed, and he suffered a severe electric shock, which sent him into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God. In the water, like...
Several other members of his family nearby were also injured. He was taken to a hospital in nearby.
You're electrocuting the whole.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Nearby Warwick, New York, which I know Warwick, it's on the border of New Jersey, where he died later of the shock-induced cardiac arrest at 27. It's not like he was like had a pacemaker and he was 60.
No, that's a lot of voltage.
Yeah. The park at first disputed that the electric current caused his death, saying there were no burns on his body. I mean, that's like a. Come on, get real.
Yeah.
He didn't say, hey, I'm dying from this.
Yeah. Like,
why? So why?
Who get off our backs.
Yeah. Like that. The coroner responded that burns generally do not occur in water-based electrocution. Mm-hmm. Interesting fun fact.
Yeah.
From a coroner.
Keep that in your back pocket. Next date you have.
The ride was drained and closed for the investigation. Accounts differ to the extent of exposed wiring. The park said it was just a nick, while other are it was closer to eight inches of exposed wiring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine any exposed wiring and water are probably bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, the Labor Department found that the fan was properly maintained and installed and cleared the park of wrongdoing. However, it was also said that the current had the possibility of causing bodily harm under certain circumstances. The park claimed it had been vindicated, although it was never, they never reopened the ride, saying people would be afraid to go on it afterwards. If I had to guess, if I've watched enough television, and if if my idea of like the tri-state area or any area in the 80s, people probably paid off, right? Yeah. Had to have.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, to look the other way. Come on.
It's like, there's nothing that isn't, there's nothing and, safe in this park.
No, you know what I mean? So
there's nothing,
it has
I don't trust anything in there.
Yeah, so for it to continue, and I'm just speculating, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to really like disparage like people who went there or obviously were there. I'm here to celebrate it, but obviously it's it's notorious for a reason. Yeah. So in 1984, it just at some point in 1984, a fatal heart attack suffered by one visitor who unofficially believed to be had been triggered by the shock of the cold water in the pool beneath the Tarzan swing. Mm. You see some of these videos of the Tarzan swing. It's like when you see like the gladiator fights and stuff like that. It's like that, but real. Like we're really just you're just fall like swinging into things and just falling on people's heads. And the thing is, it's cold, fresh water.
If you don't get your head caved in at this park, you've done something wrong. Yeah. You're not doing enough.
Yeah.
To enjoy this $7.99 park.
So the actual like the cold of the water and the you know the composition of the water, you know what I mean, had a lot to do with it. And people are just not used to being exposed to it. Like, how do you know what I mean? And listen, I go into a pool in Vegas and I'm like, oh, it's a little bit cold. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so you got to imagine the actual shock of being like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
Yeah.
August 27th, 1984, a 20-year-old boy from Brooklyn drowned in the tidal wave pool.
Yep. Okay. And they're all like able-bodied young men.
Listen, turning on a fire, hydrant. Why can't I think of the word hydrant? Opening one of those up in the streets, like I remember as a kid. I don't know. I mean, I do remember that, but I never got into it because I was like, that's not what it's for. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be playing in that.
Rules are rules, kids.
Yeah. As I walk past the peep shows and stuff like that, I was like, no.
Gotta go home, a little briefcase.
In 1987, the director of a nearby hospital's emergency room admitted that 10 people were being brought in daily from the park.
Wow. 10 people daily.
Daily. Over.
From this park.
Yes. So it's, I mean, I don't know. Whoa. Hundreds. Literally maybe hundreds of people
just
a month in a good month. Yeah.
Just 10 people.
Yeah, that's just a day.
Yeah.
Reported injuries, ankle sprains, broken bones, cuts, contusions, dislocations, and concussions. Mm-hmm. The park denied wrongdoing, but Great American Recreation purchased additional ambulances for the town of Vernon to keep up with the volume.
Whoa.
They're like, we got to cut out the middleman.
We're unsafe. We know how to make you spend your money, Vernon.
They're like, we need more ambulances for this park.
Yeah.
Imagine saying instead of fixing the park, having more ambulances, buying more Band-Aids or whatever it is.
It's like Trump was already president.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the same kind of thing. It's like we're fixing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So you're probably wondering, these guys, they probably got citations up the wazoo.
Wow.
Well, baby, you'd be wrong. In this New Jersey Herald article, in 1985, there were more than 110 injuries at Action Park, including 45 head injuries and 10 fractures. But Action Park was just fined once between 1979 and 1986 for not following procedure. Once.
And it was for like, hey, water's a little off temperature.
Hey, this beer
is... You don't have enough parking for the ambulances.
I know, yeah, the zoning for the ambulance parking. Some of this beer's flat, and that's going to be a problem.
I didn't find a cigarette.
So you can't tell me that, like, palms were not greased. Yeah, you can't tell
me
that.
Absolutely. 100%.
Now, Action Park, you know, it still kind of exists in a way. And I think the Cannonball Loop may have opened in the mid-90s for like a hot second. But, I mean, really, when people talk about the magic, I'm sure when Johnny Knoxville made Action Point, he's you're talking about like the late 70s to like mid-late 80s. The real true heyday, the true notorious aspects of Action Park that really captured the 80s, especially if you were from the tri-state area. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know what I mean? People write about it and talk about it, like, you know, from at least across the country.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Action Park.
Wow.
Would you be a lifeguard there?
I think I was.
Yeah. Now, would you be a lifeguard? Would you be a lifeguard there?
No. You'd get PTSD for being a lifeguard there.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be fun in some ways, and then you'd just see, like, 40 people die, and you're like, I wasn't at war.
Yeah.
I'm a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, I was a drunk 14-year-old watching a wave pool. The things I've seen.
Now let me ask you a question.
Is there a support group?
Would you, if you were there and somebody's like, hey, it's cool to eat these trans fats. They're not very good for you. Mm. There's corn syrup in it. Why don't you have some, kid? Would you have it? Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Ooh.
Oh my God. That is such a delight.
Yeah.
To listen to.
I knew. I was
sorry,
very,
to all the families.
I was very excited about this one. I was excited to do some of the research. I wish I had more testimonials, but I want to, you know, thank Andy, okay, and my friend Jay for.
And if you do have a testimonial,
please,
again, please.
It's,
we're begging you.
This is like
this is an emergency.
Yeah, you're definitely doing us the favor in
exactly.
this one. We want to hear all your stories, and we'll incorporate it in an episode. We'll do a follow up
yes.
because I want to do more of that, and I want to celebrate my home state of New Jersey.
Gotta,
you know, sometimes we're chilling in LA, sometimes we're in our respective home states, sometimes we're places that we've been once or mm-hmm. haven't been to yet, but we want to cover it all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely, and we do, and we will, and more.